that music. Hey, hey, hey. What do you say, people? I don't know what to say. Wait, I'm not talking to myself. I'm talking to you. Hey, this is a crazy show. Let's get the crazy damn show started. Are you with me? Yeah! Hey, I'm not crazy, but I'll tell you who is crazy. Every politician in the world, they are friggin' crazy. They're a bunch of idiots. Bunch of no-nods. But I'll tell you what, there's been a lot happening. Oh, yeah.
Bluetooth mode.
Yeah, in that mode and this mode,
Arms
too.
In mode.
Yeah. But guess what, people? Trump and Putin got together and talked the shit. You know? No real definite solutions, but they got everyone's attention, that's for sure. And there's so many things, possibilities that can come out of this. And of course, I want to hear the whole truth. You know, because I've heard all kinds of accusations. I've heard the Ukrainians had biotechnological weapons facilities along the Russian border. We need to hear about that. No, we need to hear the whole truth about that. Did they or didn't they? Because that makes a lot of difference right there. That's the most important point of all. If they actually had that, well, damn, Russia had certainly had a reason to take actions, but nobody is talking about that. But that's an important point that needs to be talked about. All we heard out of the summit from Alaska is that the Russians are not going to give up the Donbass thing, okay? So unless you want to fight the war from now until ever, the Ukrainian president, who I believe is a criminal, I'm going to speak my words. He's a fucking criminal. He doesn't care about his people. Look how many hundreds of thousands or whatever amount of his people been killed because he wasn't willing to faithfully negotiate with the Russians. And he should have. They spared him his capital. In fact, that's another thing I don't understand. We keep hearing that the Russians were at a couple of blocks away from the Capitol. Why did they turn around and not make, you know, take it over and get rid of this Zelensky? He even looks like a fucking devil. And I don't care if you agree with me or not, but that's my opinion. And this guy is the problem of the Ukrainian people, just like Hamas is the problem of the Palestinian people. And the Palestinian people should tell fucking Hamas, get the fuck out. Look what you've done to us because of your stupid actions. And it's their fault, really. They got conned into it by the Jewish people. Sure, the Jewish world controllers, they conned them in to doing that false flag operation because they knew they couldn't resist the lust of killing innocent Jewish people. Hamas is the evil people here. Palestinian people aren't, but they're paying the price for Hamas's evil doings. You know? So why don't we just talk about the truth about that instead of bullshitting around the, you know, the media. And the media is more fucked up than ever, really. They don't want to give Trump credit for anything. They always want to say, oh, it's Putin. Putin is the bad guy. But there's so much information floating around on the internet and Twitter saying that, you know, all this about the Ukraine being entangled in allowing, like, the U.S. and other countries to have biological weapon laboratories on their turf right next to the Russian border. Well, that would make me freak out, too, if I was a Russian, you know, or any other sensible person. But we need to find out, is this true or not, you know? Because if it is true, it gives a legitimate reason for the Russians to starting a confrontation. Would we allow, you know, some, let's say China, to put nuclear weapon submarines 10 miles off our border and just stay there? Hell no. And if there was a serious threat from biological weapons, would we let the Chinese Navy come over to our shore and do their, with giant ships and do the biological research near our shores? Of course we wouldn't allow for that. So let's talk about this. We need to find out the truth about this, and I'm not afraid to talk about it. And the fucking mainstream media, they don't deserve any credit or consideration for everything. If you, all you have to do is watch the political race in New York City here. You know, the Democratic Party had three or more contenders. For who are they going to support? Well, it turns out the communist, radical, anti-American Democrat actually won the most votes. So he is officially the Democratic leader. Do we want a communist person born in another country, person who has no respect for law and order, this kind of young jerk? Do we really want him to be next mayor of New York? Think about it. Well, I guess if you're a corrupt foreigner who hates America, yeah, you probably do. Is there that many in New York City now that they've made him the most popular guy? And that's all the news talks about. How he's not that light, and Cuomo and Adams still want to run for it. And in the same episode of our broadcast, they completely ignore the Republican candidate, Curtis Sliwa. And they do this every day in and out, you know? As if it's more important, like the confrontation that a lot of Democrats don't like this guy, but he got voted in the most popular Democrat. And Cuomo and Adams don't want to take no for an answer. And they're still trying to weasel their way in. And they might have him removed physically if it need be. But meanwhile, the guy who's looking to serve the general public, Curtis Sliwa, the Republican candidate, gets no press whatsoever. And what's even sicker than that, because I am a New York City resident, I happen to know that the Republican Party in New York City, first of all, they're a minority, big minority. The number of Democrat voters to registered Democrat voters to Republicans are like, I don't know, 3-1, 4-1. It's that bad. So they're not really doing shit for him. And my guess is they're probably getting paid bribe money not to do shit for him or do the minimum. And this is the crap that goes on. And we're all tired of it, you know? And it all has to do with world control, you know? The world controllers, Illuminati, black nobility, the list goes on and on, the Vatican. And we're all sick of this shit. It'd be nice if it'd be taken down. As a matter of fact, if you're on Twitter, you check up this guy called Galactic Jack. I mean, I don't know if his info was true or not, but it sure sounds good. He's saying that Trump and the administration and the military are going behind the scenes to arrest a lot of these scumbags that have been destroying our world. You know, people like Soros, people like Gates, you know, and people like Netanyahu. They can't probably touch him, but regardless of that, these people are being going after by Trump now. And Trump, according to Galactic Jack, Trump wants to release the med beds in America here for us. And, these are technologies from superior beings from other worlds that they're willing to share with us, these technologies. Of course, the awful true story is these technologies have been known by the U.S. military and probably other militaries around the world, too, for decades. And the stupid idea because our world is controlled by negative entities, was to keep these great life-saving, body-healing machines from the general public, and we have been denied that. Meanwhile, the corrupt pharmaceutical industry and the American Medical Association, things created by Rockefeller over 100 years ago, these corrupt, evil, money-hungry bastards are still denying the public this real healing stuff, and they're still promoting chemo, radiation, and more poisonous vaccines every day on the TV. And the TV screen people are in on it, too. All the major TV companies are in on it, you know? And this is what's going on still. And they're trying to put the final nails in the coffin on humanity. And meanwhile, we have so few people that are willing to stand up to this crap. Well, I just had to say that because that's the way the situation is. Whether you like it or not, that is the way the situation is. Hey, this is Colin Radio Show. You got a phone? 888-627-6008. And share your opinion and knowledge with the listening audience. Yeah. This is an educational show, Connect the Dots. It's the Connect the Dots radio show, and this is an educational radio show. Plus, it's a free-for-all. You can call in and talk about anything intelligent. Don't call in and tell us who's got sales at supermarkets. No, please. We can look at the flyers and find that out for ourselves. But, hey, everything I talk about on this show is my truth to the best of my comprehension. And if I make a mistake, hey, it's Colin Radio Show. Call me up and tell me I made a mistake. But believe me, before you do that, understand I will attempt to defend my position. And you might be wrong. And I might be right. Are you willing to take that chance? But regardless, let's not look for confrontations. Let's work on talking about major topics that are important. We all like to see these wars end. You know, the never-ending war in the Gaza Strip, the never-ending war in Ukraine. And I've already explained the people in charge here that are keeping this these wars going. In Gaza, we got Hamas and Netanyahu to blame. But can these people just exit planet Earth and go somewhere else? Because they're not doing anything good. They're not helping anyone in any way. And in the Ukraine, we have Zelensky and his crooked government. Can they all just get up and leave and then there won't be any war? You know, if you took the time to think about these things sensibly, what the hell is the difference for the people peacefully living in any part of Ukraine, including the Donetsk area, if the governments would just leave them alone? And, of course, the eastern half of the Ukraine, Donetsk, or whatever it's called, they've been having problems with the government in Kyiv, the crooked government, the money launderers. We have so much proof on these people, it's unbelievable. They've been battling with them for years, asking for some consideration, and they've gotten none. So, in general, what's more important to the people living in these regions? Doesn't matter whether they're part of Russia or Ukraine. What matters is that they're treated respectfully and allowed autonomous situations for their areas. And, of course, the Kyiv and the Ukrainian mafia, the criminals, don't want to allow the people in eastern Ukraine to have it their way. And that's part of where the whole problem started. It started years ago. And, of course, we still need to integrate, were there biological weapon facilities in Ukraine? Are there still biological weapon facilities in Ukraine? Well, if I was the ruler of Russia and you had biological weapons in a country that's against my border, I'd be pretty concerned about that. You know, and so would anybody else. We don't stand for that here in America. Of course, we stupidly have our own biological weapons facilities. But at the same time, we would never allow another country to come. No, don't think you're going to set them up in Mexico or Canada because we're not going to tolerate that. So how can we be mad at the Russian people if that was the real case? But as far as Eastern Ukraine, actually, Putin's deal sounds more practical. The people there side more with Russia, so why shouldn't they become part of the Russian government? In fact, they should write a document to Kyiv and say, listen, we don't want to be part of your crooked, evil Kyiv government. So get everyone out of here and we'll live happily as being part of Russia. You know, that's a viable solution here. Again, get rid of the leaders because they're all fucked up, period. Ukrainian devil, Zelensky, get rid of that mother effer, you know? And same with Netanyahu. Netanyahu, whatever. And the Hamas people in Gaza. Get the fuck out. Please, go away because you're part of the problem perpetuating wars. You're nothing but a bunch of dumb, idiot, brainwashed slaves for the evil, e.g. some other worlds that have been interfering and controlling our world for too long. You're nothing but puppets. You're not really world leaders. You're fucking puppets of evil. We can call you puppets of the devil, but we don't want to give too much credit to the devil because there's many other evil creatures equally as bad as the devil or even worse. So that's the whole truth about the situation, and we need to start talking about the truth. Hey, the name of the show is Connect the Dots, and this is your host, Tom Edison. But if you're not on Twitter, join Twitter and check out this guy, Galactic Jack, because he's talking about all these great things that Trump and the military are going to do for us. And supposedly, they're in the process now. And yeah, we want the med beds released to humanity. And we want all the bad guys arrested and thrown off this world. I mean, from my understanding, our galactic brothers and sisters there have volunteered to take these demon-possessed negative humans off our world and toss them into the central sun for total disintegration. And, hey, that's fine with me. And it might be fine with a lot of you, too. But we ought to be asking for these things. The more we ask, the more we get. You know, that's an old teaching from Jesus way back. Ask and ye shall receive. Ask and you shall receive. That's how it works. And it's always worked like that. But if you don't ask, if you don't ask, well, hey, you know, it's the other equally important statement. You have not because you ask not. And who's to blame for that? It's you for not making an effort, taking an action. You know, I came across this three-step process for manifestation, the law of manifestation. It's a three-step process for manifesting something. You know, you think about it and you can make it magically appear in the air. Says Dan, well, I don't know who says it. So the three steps are Step number one, you have to make a decision to do something. Step number two, you have to make an invocation and speak out to the universe, your desires. And step three, you have to physically take appropriate action. Not that difficult to do. But how many people are actually doing that, you know? I mean, really? You gotta take actions in life to make an impact. If you don't, what can I say? If you don't make things happen, you have no one to blame but yourself. You can't expect other people to take the actions for things that you think are important. That's the way it has to be. That's the way it works. So, you got to understand, it's your responsibility, you know? Nobody else's. If you think it's other people's responsibility, that's why nothing is happening. That's why you're left. You can't just make a decision and ask for something. You have to do this three-step process. It's not that difficult. Come on. It's not that difficult. Three steps. You make a decision, you want to do something, you do an invocation. Maybe you don't know what that word means. Well, you ought to look it up in the dictionary and find that. Basically, some kind of communication. So whether you're going to do it telepathically, or you're going to do it verbally, what you got to do is that. And then, after that, you have to take actions related to what you want to happen. If you're not doing all this, well, you're not doing enough. And that's why things have not happened for you. It's a harsh reality of life, but at least it's an opportunity. An opportunity for things to happen. So, now that you've been told exactly what you need to do, maybe you need to re-listen to the show. It's archived. A couple of days from now, you can re-listen to the show and get the point. The three steps of manifestation. If you don't do these, don't be complaining why you haven't been able to manifest anything. We've all heard the stories about the gurus and the whatever you call them, people that could put out their hand and focus their energy and make an orange appear out of thin air. Well, wouldn't you like that to happen? Wouldn't you like to be able to do that? Well, apparently, it's all tied in with the three steps of manifestation. You know, hey, this is calling radio show. Anybody out there that done it already, call in and tell us about it. But don't say it can't be done until you've done your best to try to make it happen or spoke to people that have made it happen. So all these things are important, what I'm saying here. And I'll say it one more time. And, of course, three or four days later, you can archive the show, PBS Radio, Connect the Dots, and listen to it again. The three steps of manifestation are, one, making a decision to do something, two, an invocation to the universe, speaking to the universe verbally or telepathically, and three, taking physical actions that are related to what you want to have. Now, while we're talking about visualization, or I'm talking about visualization, I came across some more information. You know, the visualization of the emerald flame coming from the sky, the emerald flame has a higher frequency than the violet flame. And if you listened to my show before, I've always mentioned the violet flame because it's in global meditations, the meditation will always tell you before we start, call on the violet flame to come around you and protect you from any negative frequencies. This is an important point, you know, because the negative frequencies are still out there, and negative frequencies seek to attack positive frequencies. So, also, when you visualize these violet flames and emerald flames, visualize it as an upside-down cone of light rotating in a counterclockwise direction. Hey, this is important information. And, when you visualize these, the violet flame of protection and the emerald rays, you need to visualize them spinning in a counterclockwise direction. Very important. You know that the critical mass for divine intervention that has been created with past meditation has created a legacy that is legally binding for the light forces. So those successful meditations in the last year or so are, we've locked in the support of the light forces. They have to comply with what the people of Earth have wanted, those of us that participated in these things. Luckily, we don't need 100% of everyone to make a point. Actually, as amazing as it sounds, 144,000 souls seems to be the key number. On a planet of 8 billion people, that's not too much at all. So we need to understand that a certain amount of concerned people have participated, and we've reached that important turnover point where our message has been posted and received and is being responded to. You know, here's something interesting. In fact, if you want to find out what's happening now, and believe me, a lot is happening, you need to go to the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com. Yeah, on the internet. No, you're not going to find it on your TV. Okay, go there and find out that something recent. The covert representation of the good guys behind the scenes said that woman's breasts create a healing power between the heart energy and sexual energy. Now, how about that? There's more to breasts than we actually ever imagined. So think about that and contemplate. And there's just, you got to go there. If you haven't been to the portal, you have to go there because it's the basic authority on what's going on behind the scenes. You know, I've mentioned it every week. The event is coming. It's the metamorphosis of humanity. Believe it. Embrace it. Long for it. We're going to leave the carbon body behind with all its ailments and sufferings. And we're going to be transmuted into a silicon-based body. It's all happening at the event. It's not an advertised event in the sense there is no specific date. So it could happen tomorrow. It could happen a month away. It could happen a year away. You know, we were told originally, and I've lodged my complaint with the Galactic Confederation, that everything had to happen by the July 7th of 2025. And when that went by and not a word was said, I sent in a couple of complaints. No response because, you know, they probably realized that they were wrong leading us on and giving us that date. So what I did find out, though, happened on July 7th. It was more of an opening was created for the Sirius, or Sirius star system, S-I-R-I-U-S, to send more positive energies to planet Earth. So that was good. But meanwhile, here in August, it's the three meditations that are the most important things for all of us, all of you listeners, and anybody else you know that's willing to participate in something that's beneficial for all of humanity. It's been a proven fact already, even by our stupid scientists on Earth, that people participating in meditations do have a positive effect. You know, crime rates were lowered, et cetera, in the cities that were studied during that period. But we don't want just crime statistics to go down. We want the whole ballpark. We want everything to get right and in line with the true God, the loving God, the God of love, not the God of hate. Any God that ever claimed that vengeance is mine is a false God, because the real God does not seek vengeance or participate in it or throw people into hell. Those are the false gods. And wherever you find that information, understand whom you're listening to. You're listening to the brainwashing of the false gods that they did many times with humanity. And if you're a good, decent individual, you have a right to discern whether some false god is messing with your mind and lying to you. And you have an obligation as a free-willed individual to not be supportive of that false god and break away from him and never hook up with that false god again. So forget about these gods that talk about vengeance is mine, you know, an eye for an eye, you know, and all that other crap that is ungodly, that is not cool, it's not friendly, it's not loving. Everybody needs to be more forgiving. You know? I've got this song I wrote years ago. It's on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. It's called Jerusalem. How about that? Relates to a lot to what's happening in that area of the world right now. It talks about it's time to leave our hate and anger behind, because we all want peace. So let's bring our love into the street. Of course, Netanyahu and Hamas have made that so difficult for the people there. And their partners in crime, I don't care whether they want to admit it or not. There's so much evidence. They work together. They both work for the New World Order. The evil pieces of crap that want to totally control our world. Yeah, and Netanyahu is a key player, and so is Hamas. Yeah, they're all key players. They're all on the council of the New World Order. And we got to stop listening to these people. We have to call them out for the dirtbags, the liars, the deceivers, the evil creatures that they are. They're in the same boat. Netanyahu, Hamas, they're in the same boat, really. They just don't realize it or don't want to admit it. And, hey, if you can prove that they're not, hey, go out there and prove it. But I'm making my claim. I've done my observation. And that's how I operate. I make my own observation. And yesterday, August 15th, I took the subway train over to what used to be Shea Stadium. Now it's called Citi Field. But it was 60 years ago that the Beatles performed the first big stadium concert of all times by a rock band. It was Shea Stadium, August 15th. And the sounds were off the scale, not by the band, but by the screen. There was so much enthusiasm and ecstatic love being projected in that concert that it hit decibel records everywhere, louder than jet planes. And, you know, it was a magical moment. So they tried to reminisce with that magical moment from 60 years ago at Citi Stadium last night, and they had a Beatles cover band to do, you know, some of the songs that were performed that night. I don't know exactly how many there were, but it seemed they only did, the Beatles had originally performed 12 songs at that concert, which was a normal set for them. But the band that showed up, I don't know if they performed all 12 songs or whatever. But anyhow, I got to hear about five or six of them from outside the stadium, because I wasn't going to pay no ridiculous Citi Field price to see the ball game to get in to get a better view. But walking around near the back of the stadium, you can hear the music coming out still. So I listened to about five or six Beatles songs, and they played them pretty well, I thought. So anyhow, but what I did notice, you know, this is how you notice things. You go out there, you're traveling around. On the way up and on the way back, I noticed that the New York City Transit Authority was covering over the tracks. It's a three-track line that goes out there to Shea Stadium or Citi Field, because during the rush hours, morning or evening, they run express trains, something nobody else around the world does, but we do it in New York City. On the third track, we run express trains that will skip a lot of the stops, so people going the longer distance don't have to spend that much time. So I was shocked to find out they were covering over one of the three tracks for three and possibly four stations on the way out. And I couldn't imagine the reason for this, but what it's negatively doing. First of all, it's wasting taxpayers' money, doing something you don't really have to do. And then secondly, you're making it a longer time for the people that want to take the express trains to the end of the line, because they're going to have to crawl on the local tracks three or four stations until they can switch over. So what they're doing there is just such stupidity. And, of course, it's probably a kickback project. Somebody at the transit authority says, well, look, let's extend these stations over the express track. And never mind the people on express train. It's going to take them five more minutes to get to where their destination. This way, you'll make money, you the contractor, and we'll get our kickbacks, and we'll all be happy. And that's what's going on right now. And, of course, let me just tell you how corrupt the transit authority is in New York. but I'm sure it's the same everywhere else, too. I don't know how many years ago it was, 10 years ago. Who the hell knows? 8, 10, doesn't matter. They paid millions and millions of dollars to set up an automated system on a certain line that went for, I don't know, was it 25 or 30 miles, whatever. Okay. They spent all this money to have a fully automated line so they could get rid of the engineers and save a few quarters and dollars, you know? I mean, and once they finished the project, which was an elaborate project, took years to go, they spent tens of millions, hundreds of millions, I don't know, whatever they spent, it was all a waste. Because the final determination after they spent all this money to make a fully automated line was, for safety concerns, you still had to have a driver on the train. What the hell is the point then? You know? But they had already spent the 10 or 100 million, whatever it was, some enormous cost for a project that was worthless. Yeah, it proved that the trains, on a 30-mile trip, the trains could get there 3 minutes faster. That's not worth $10 million or $100 million of taxpayers' money. But that's how stupid and corrupt the New York City transit system is. I just had to say it. Now, you probably don't give a shit, but I just had to say it because I'm talking about corruption. And what I'm also talking about stupidity. And when they had the big floods over in the New York area and the subway systems flooded out and the water spilled over into this big transportation hub called Penn Station, second biggest railroad station in New York, Grand Central, I believe, is the biggest. But as the water pulled into the stadium, it continued to go to the tunnels that go under the Hudson River over to New Jersey. The only railroad tunnels in New York that go over westbound. So all the water ended up in the tunnels, which caused delays for months. And guess what I found out? Because I'm not afraid to talk to people. I talked to one of the engineers as he was pulling the train, he just got done pulling the train into Penn Station from New Jersey. And I asked him, why didn't they use the floodgates? And I happen to know about the floodgates because as a child growing up, I was good friends with an engineer, and he taught me about that. They had floodgates to protect the tunnel if Penn Station ever flooded or vice versa. And the engineer, I asked, why didn't they put down the floodgates to stop the tunnels from being flooded? And this is what the engineer told me. The people in charge didn't know they had floodgates for the tunnels. There you go. That's government and people in charge screwing up our world. And guess what? Well, I have to talk a little bit. Most people, you might not be in New York City, you might not give a shit. But when I was young, I used to drive in there every day and make deliveries. And all I had to do was have business place, you know, on my vehicle, and I could park in any loading zone and go out and do my delivery. As long as I had commercial plates, I would never get a ticket. But the way that the politicians have ruined New York, they made it so difficult that no delivery driver can, you know, if you're there, come in by yourself, you got to unload your vehicle, and then you got to pull it on a dolly into the building and go up the elevators and stuff like that. So you can't be in two places at one time. Meanwhile, they've the enormous amount of ticket agents will come by, they'll say you're not in your vehicle, and they'll give you a ticket because they don't see that you unloaded 5-10 minutes before. They see that nothing's happening while you're up in the elevator making a delivery. And this is where it is now. So all the poor individuals, independent owner-operators that were able to provide services and products for a cheaper price than the big corporations, they can no longer do that. Only the big companies that can afford to pay for two drivers, because you have to have a driver in the vehicle when the ticket man comes by, or you're going to get a ticket. And the other guy has to make the delivery, you know? And this is how they've made it so expensive, you know, for a company to hire somebody they don't really need to make the deliveries, but to just comply with these ridiculous restrictions in New York City brings up the cost of everything, because it's the independent owner-operators that can provide the best services, lowest prices, etc. When you've eliminated that group, and only the big corporations that got money to burn can afford to hire a second driver to comply with the situation, the price on everything is going to go up. Not to mention the friggin' toll company that collects tolls for all the bridges and tunnels to get into New York. And everything has to get moved in with truck nowadays. There is no freight service in New York City. It's all done with trucks. So everybody has to pay some ridiculous from $20 to $50 to get into New York City to make your deliveries. This is increased, gets passed on to the consumer. You know, the people that utilize these products brought in, they have to raise their prices that the consumer has to pay. And this is the insanity, and not on top of, let's not forget the pay zone, you know, they've just included. Well, if you go beyond 59th Street, you got to pay $9 to $100 extra money to drive on those streets. And they're going to send you a bill immediately. If you don't pay it, they'll revoke your licenses. or rather, registration privileges. And this is, so you got a triple burden going on here that is just going to force the price up of everything in Manhattan and beyond in New York City. Because everything has to come in by truck. You know, maybe Staten Island and Brooklyn and Queens can get away because people can come in that way, but in the Bronx too. But if you're in Manhattan, the prices are everything are going to go up because all the cool spots in Manhattan are below 59th Street, you know? And then you have to pay the toll extra money just for driving in that area, and of course you have to pay this ridiculous amount to go through the tunnels of bridges to get there. So it's a triple whammy that's going to raise the prices of everything. Food, dinner, clothes, you name it. And it's creating a bigger gap between the elite that have money to burn and the common people who are working just to stay alive, sometimes two jobs, have to sleep 5-6 people in one apartment. Even though it's illegal, they do it because they have no other choice. And, oh, yeah, the government, well, we won't prosecute you. We'll let you live like a bunch of animals in a storage area. As long as you pay the landlord his rent. Yeah, the landlords are making out like Dennis. They pass all the costs on the people. And this is the insanity that's going on in New York. Of course, it's going on in other places in the world, too. But, you know, if this isn't a reason for a revolution, I don't know what is. So, that sums it up how bad it is. Prices are just going to rise because the people in government are making all the wrong decisions, and of course they're being blackmailed to do that, or they're being bribed to do that. And this whole thing of representative government apparently doesn't work, you know. Well, it might have worked in some cases at some times, but it's certainly not working now because everybody's being bribed or blackmailed to do the wrong thing. And this is the world control program. This is how they do it. And they control the media, and they control many, many powerful, wealthy people, too. So we're at the point of a revolution almost here, and they'd like to push that because they have so much control over militaries and local police departments. We'll just send them out there and massacre the people should we try a physical revolt. And that's where it is right now. Sad situation. Well, hey, this has been a talking, calling radio show. Congestive pricing, that's the rotten word. You know, all these proponents for congestion pricing, they're idiots because they don't understand the more money it costs to put deliveries into Manhattan, the more the cost of all everything is going to go up, and who's going to suffer? The poor people, not the elite, because they've got money to burn. You know, they can buy a hamburger for $100 and won't make them sweat off their brow. But, you know, the people are being, wrongfully treated. And these are important things that people should be concerned about. But the good news is our galactic brothers and sisters that we know nothing about because the world controllers want to pretend they don't exist and want to keep us ignorant of them. They've been working behind the scenes, and they've been slowly but surely removing the bad guys and bringing more light, because we need more light and less darkness in our world. Light increases the vibrations. In order for the human race to evolve, we have to increase our vibrations. So this month, there have been three global meditations. I talked about it last week. The first one barely made the minimum of 144,000 people. Listen, we could do this in New York alone. You know, just everybody get in with it. I mean, sure, you have to make a little sacrifice because these are early morning meditations. But on August 18th, the beginning of the day at 3:25 a.m., there's a global meditation. You know, people in the other world are meditating at their particular time. But on the East Coast here, it's 3:25 a.m. But if you're on the Pacific Coast, it'll be only 25 minutes after midnight. And maybe you can stay up that late and participate. You can find out if you're on Twitter, you can go to We Love Mass Meditation. I'll have all the details for you there. Plus, they walk you through it, what it's going to, you know, what's going to happen, what you're going to be visualizing, and what you're going to be thinking about when you go through. It's about a 20-minute meditation. So, and hey, if you're in the Rocky Mountains, well, it'll be 3:25 a.m. on the East Coast here. But it's happening August 18th. So, let me see. Yeah, it'll be Monday, early Monday morning. So you need to stay up late Sunday night and get into it real early Monday morning and participate. It's an easy thing to do. You don't have to put on white clothes. You don't have to fold your legs. It's so easy. It's unbelievable. All you have to do is be able to envision a picture in your mind of what they're telling you to envision. You know, beams of light, pillars of light, traveling through space, going from one galaxy to the next, going into our solar system, going in through the beam of light, going in through the top of your head, and out your feet to the center of the earth, our Mother Earth. It's not that difficult. Please try to participate. Monday, 3:25 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, or how about 25 minutes after midnight on Pacific Time? Or visit, to get more informed, visit the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com. They've got it there, too, and you just click on it, and they'll give you the rehearsal there, too. And then you'll be ready for it when the clock strikes your time. And then, of course, on the third Global Mass Meditation is happening on August 21st. On the East Coast here at 5:02 a.m. But you can check it out. So you might want to just set your alarm clock and get up early for that one. And, of course, it's happening at other times at other places in the world. But mark it on your calendar, you know, even if you use East Coast time. You know, we got Eastern Daylight Time here in America, New York time, I call it. That's Monday, August 18th, 3:25 a.m. Thursday, August 21st, 5:02 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show now. And, hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. Hey, it is a call-in radio show. It's got something important to say. But it's okay. Just listen, because I've always got plenty of things to say. I'm your host, Tom Anderson. Hey, name of the show is Connect the Dots. Listen on BBS Internet Radio, which lists all the shows Central Time. So I'm on Saturday, Station 1. At 8 p.m. to 8:55 p.m. Saturday, Central Daylight Time. So, I'm going to give you the countdown, followed by my great guitar solo, to Are You the Party Time? I am. And followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. First song on my album. Songs better than Dylan, because I've got songs better than Dylan. I'll challenge them any day, anytime, any place, anywhere. You play one of your great songs, I'll play one of mine. And I'll keep up with you until you run out of songs. Hey, it's a challenge. Can you take it? Yeah, you're a chicken. Whatever. Anyhow, we know you're a chicken because Donovan challenged you to do that one time and you never complied. Says you're a chicken. Whatever. Anyhow, also on that album, Songs Better Than Dylan, is that song Jerusalem, where the chorus says, it's time to leave our hate and anger behind. You hear that, people in Jerusalem? You hear that in Gaza? It's time to leave our hate and anger behind. We all want peace. So let's bring our love into the street. It's up to you, people. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. gotta be somebody. Feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or how to satisfy. Gotta be somebody. Feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear. Made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Feel alive or no, I was here to my stand without fear.